This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We've got an exciting hour lined up for you today here on Auto World. We're going to be talking about the big anniversary, the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental. And ironically, one day this week I had an opportunity through a gentleman who will be joining us in the second half hour from DriveShare to actually drive a 1961 Lincoln Continental convertible. So Continentals are fresh on my mind. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Now it's my pleasure to go out to the Dearborn, Michigan area and bring forth the gentleman that's in charge of the Ford Archives. It's my honor to have Ted Ryan with us live and in person joining us from the Motor City. Hey there, Ted, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. So it was actually on October 2nd when the 80th anniversary occurred. And what an interesting story. I'm a big history fan, and so I kind of eat this stuff up with a spoon. But tell us a little bit about how the Continental got its start, because it got its start in a rather unusual way.
I will. It's a great story, and to me it's a story that, celebrates Edsel Ford, who doesn't get celebrated often enough. He traveled to Europe with his wife, Eleanor, in 1938, and they noticed that the luxury market cars were much more stylish than what was available in the United States. And as president of the Lincoln Motor Company, he had one of my favorite quotes of all time. He said, "My father wanted to make the most popular car in the world. I want to make the best car in the world." And with the Lincoln Continental, he set out to do that. So he lengthened the hood of the Lincoln Zephyr by 12 inches and lowered the car by 4 inches, working with Bob Gregory, his lead designer. And in the summer of 1939, he had his prototype built. It was beautiful. He had it shipped to Florida where he drove it around, and reportedly he returned to Dearborn from Florida that fall with orders to make 200 more. So a prototype car that was just going to be his own, they quickly worked, and on October 2nd, they began assembling the first of the Lincoln Continentals.
What a great story. And tell us a little bit about this Ford designer, because he himself was a unique guy.
Yeah, Bob Gregory was. He had started out designing yachts. And when the depths of the Depression, and not too many people are buying yachts anymore, he made his way to Dearborn, where he teamed up with Edsel. And they really formed the first of the styling departments, first of the design departments for Ford Motor Company. Fantastic. I think that you can see some of the yacht influence. You can see some of the beautiful curves on the car. But Gregory himself said that all he did was take Edsel's thoughts and ideas and convert them into drawings, and then later a scale model of the car. For example, the spare tire, the famous Continental spare on the back of the car, that was the total Edsel design. Gregory wanted to actually put it in the trunk to hide it away. So I think Edsel's fingerprints were all over the original Lincoln Continental. And actually, ironically, the first year was called the Lincoln Zephyr Continental. It didn't become the Lincoln Continental
wow.
until 1940 because they had based it on the Zephyr body, and they gave it its own nameplate, beginning with the cars in 1940.
Absolutely, and what a great story, and what it's been such an iconic vehicle throughout its 80 years. And I remember back in the 1970s when they had the designer editions of some of the Continental Mark IVs at the time and some of the other Continentals. There was a Bill Blass edition, there was a Givenchy edition, a Cartier edition, and another edition as well. Tell us a little bit about this teaming up with the fashion industry.
It was was interesting too because the cars were changing at that point. You were looking for outside influences on the car, and the different designers that you just mentioned, they changed the interior look and feel of the Continental. And I love that particular era of the Continental as well. Whenever I think of Lincoln Continentals, I think most people don't know the first generation very well, the Mark I, because there were only 5,000 of them made. But then they quickly go to the Mark II, the famous 1956 edition. You mentioned it, the Coach Door 1961 edition. And when I think of the next iteration of Lincolns, I always think of the French Connection and, you know, the more square look and feel. And then you get the designer influence on it as well. I do think it's telling that to celebrate the 80th anniversary, we went back to the Coach Door look. So for the 80th anniversary last year, we did a special offer. We were only going to make 80 of them of a new custom-built Coach Door 2019 model year Lincoln Continental. And they were beautiful. Every one of them hand-built. The car was lengthened. It was built by a coach building company in Boston to get the lengthened frame. They were great cars. And excitingly, for the 2020 model year, we just announced that they're going to return and offer the Lincoln Coach Door version again. So it was
That's great.
Exciting announcement that just went out last week.
That's wonderful, because I know those original 80 were swapped up pretty fast. They were gone just as soon as they hit the potential to be ordered. They sold out in was it 48 hours?
It was just a couple of days, and they were all gone, snatched up pretty quickly. And that particular car came with a special badging system for a personalized badge for everybody who had purchased one. Car side by side with the new one, and when I was getting in and out of it, I was thinking, oh my gosh, even Shaquille O'Neal could get in and out of this car with no trouble, because it was huge and the interior was just beautiful, and it was just amazing.
Oh, that's great news. We're talking all about the 80th birthday of the Lincoln Continental, the iconic vehicle that we've all been looking at for so many decades, and as I said a little earlier, I had some seat time behind the wheel of a 61 Lincoln Continental convertible. It was a white one with a red interior, and I can tell you anywhere I went, it turned heads, and lots of people had that look on their face, Ted, like, what is that?
It is a stylish car. It's beautiful. Once again, owned by a number of celebrities. I think the Mark II and the 61 are the ones that the celebrities clamored for more than anything else. I know with the Mark II, Elizabeth Taylor had one, and the studios had it painted to match the violet of her eyes, so it was a special one. And Frank Sinatra had one. Dwight Eisenhower had one after his president. And the Lincoln was the car of presidents. It was the car that was the presidential limousine. The Lincoln company would work with the Secret Service to customize them. They had additional weight. I just read a report on the one for Nixon the other day that said since it would be transported, it had special brackets that were built in the underside of the car to be able to put it in the plane and clamp it down. And it actually had a early prototype of a microwave in it, whereas LBJ had an early prototype of a bar in it.
That's great. The choice for President Nixon, President Kennedy, President Ford, President Carter, and of course Ronald Reagan. And I was surprised to learn about the number of film and TV appearances. You mentioned one, the French Connection. Last week I mentioned Animal House, and of course more recently the very popular cable television show Entourage. When we come back on the other side, we'll get kind of an idea of how many films and TV shows it's been featured in. This is Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long, along with Ted Ryan. If you have a question about the Lincoln Continental, we've got a telephone number, 855-660.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're having lots of fun talking about the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental, the car of stars and presidents. And joining us from Dearborn is Ford's archive, Ted Ryan. And Ted is just a wealth of information about not only the Lincoln Continental, but all all things Ford. And before that break, we were talking about appearances in films. We mentioned The French Connection. A listener last week sent me a picture of the one that was used in Animal House. And, of course, in more recent times, it was featured in a long-running cable series called Entourage. But when you add them all up, Ted, about how many different TV and movies has the Continental been featured in?
It's been featured in more than 1,000, and I'm going to give away one of my trade secrets when I'm asked this question. One of my favorite websites is imcdb.org, Internet Movie Card Database, and it's a delightful way to kill time during a rainstorm because they list every car and every type and every movie. So if you put in Lincoln, you get a list. It's literally 1,000 titles, and there's pictures of them, and you can sort it by how important they are, etc. And it's fans of the different cars, self-spotted in the movie and then populate that site out. So it's one of my go-to resources when I'm asked to assess the Mustang or the Lincoln Continental or the Bronco, my other favorite in pop culture. How many movies has it been in? So the Lincoln has been in thousands of movies, but it's part of the brand DNA. The brand DNA of Lincoln is luxury, a beautiful ride, a beautiful car. And so if you have a character or a scene where you want to have that character feel special or famous, sweet like Zach and Cody, I just looked and there's one. So whenever you want the character to be in an elevated position, a Lincoln Continental is the car for you. And it's appeared in thousands and thousands of titles.
That is so cool. And Ted, you seem like you have a really cool job there at Ford. Tell us a little bit about your job as one of the people working on the archives.
I do. I've got the best job in the world. I am the Archives and Heritage Brand Manager for the Ford Motor Company. So in this position, I oversee a staff that we have more than 1.5 million negatives. We have, you name a car, we've got the styling negs where the clays were developed. We have the official records, official documents. I was working on a project recently, and I pulled out the memo where Lee Iacocca wrote to Henry Ford for final approval of the Mustang. And I mean, but it's a fantastic collection, and you have to love the cars, and we have to love the company, and we continue to tell the stories to our marketers, to our PR team. And it's more than just anniversaries. We're talking about the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental. But when I bring the Lincoln brand team in the archives and I begin to pull out displays, to me the Lincoln DNA is beautiful design. So when I see the brand new Lincoln Corsair, which I don't know if you've gotten to do a media drive of that one, it is a special car. If you're going to give me two Lincolns, I'm going to get a 61 Coach Door, I'm going to get a Corsair, because the Corsair is beautiful, and it's the Lincoln DNA. So when we talk to our marketers or our designers, we're able to make the rich heritage of the Ford Motor Company and the Lincoln Motor Company come to life for them. Not to repeat the past. We don't want to repeat the past, but it tells them going forward where we've been, what worked, what didn't work, what ideas are special, and what the essence of the different brands really are.
Yeah, that's so important, and you're absolutely right. All the current day 2019 and 2020 Lincolns share an equal amount of this special DNA, and it shows not only in the styling, but it also shows in the interior execution, as well as the ease of using some of the more complicated infotainment systems, which are, of course, standard these days. But some brands like to make it very complex to navigate through the infotainment system. But the folks at Ford and the folks at Lincoln have done a great job with the SYNC system.
I agree, and I'm going to go back to Edsel Ford again. I think that the Lincoln cars that you're seeing today are a tribute to Edsel Ford. They're beautiful, they're stylish, they perform well. The Corsair and the Sport Mode has got power to it, some torque to it, and at the same time, it's a luxurious ride. And, you know, Edsel said, Father wants to make the most popular car in the world. I want to make the best car in the world. And, and I think that with Lincoln, they set up to fill that challenge every day. And the Coach Door 80th Anniversary Edition, the new 2021 that are going to go on the market now, those are special cars as well. They're fantastic.
Absolutely, and if anybody would like one of these vehicles, I would tell you to act quickly because no doubt, like the first round, these ones are going to go very fast as well. And it's some great pictures that Ford has sent over to me of the 1939 Lincoln Zephyr Sedan, and also of some of the other classic Lincolns from yesterday. And certainly when you think of all, like you said, the movie stars, all the design icons, all the politicians that have been a part of this vehicle, it really truly has a special place in America's history.
It does. And, you know, ironically, just before I came on air here, my father called me to say that he had found a 1940 Lincoln Continental for sale via one of the Lincoln clubs. And I've been talking about it so much and wrote the history and wrote the narrative. He said, you've got me really intrigued. I'm going to go give that one a test drive. So they were beautiful cars. They're special cars, and particularly that first generation. And to put it in context, that changed the way that the American car market was at the time. There were luxury cars out there, certainly, certainly. But they all had square feel. It wasn't stylish. It didn't have that panache that the Lincoln Continental had, which is why it jumped on the scene. And they never could meet the demand for the Continental. And they ceased production in 1942 for the war and then came back in 1946. And there were always standing orders for the Continental. So when they discontinued the line in 48, it was for a variety of reasons. Edsel Ford had died. There was no... The car needed an update, and there wasn't anybody who had the ability to do it until the 56 Lincoln came out, which William Clay Ford worked on. So there was still a Ford touch on that car. But it's a special car, and it has a special shrine in American pop culture for the movies, for the presidents, for the look. And the Lincoln Continental has it all.
Congratulations to Lincoln and to the Continental for 80 wonderful years, and let's hope for another 80. You mentioned the Ford Bronco a little bit earlier. There's an iconic Ford vehicle. I'm sure you're putting together data on that, and sometime we're going to get you back and talk about the Bronco a little bit, about the history as we get ready to roll out the all-new Bronco.
I'd love to do it.
Ted, thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. There he is, the man himself. It's Ted Ryan, the chief of Ford's archives and brand manager. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The number of coronavirus cases worldwide is now approaching the 3 million mark, with nearly one-third of those cases in the United States, according to a new tally from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.9 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, and the U.S. has seen over 939,000 confirmed infections. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan said he's raising concerns about mixed messaging coming from the White House during the coronavirus crisis, and stressing that it's critical for the president to only stick to the facts as he seeks to inform the American people about the pandemic. On Face the Nation, Hogan said it's critical the president of the United States, when people are really scared and in the middle of a worldwide pandemic, get only the facts. And in Maryland, there are now more than 18,000 coronavirus cases and more than 800 deaths, according to the latest data. That's a statewide increase of 815 coronavirus cases. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio outlined what and how reopening of the city would look like. The mayor announced the creation of several advisory councils, including one on racial inclusion, co-chaired by his wife, Charlene McRae. The mayor said the coronavirus pandemic has laid bare disparities that must not continue. He said, a number of economic and racial disparities have been made so clear by this crisis, we must fight back against those disparities and build a deeper plan to fight them on a permanent basis. After 6 weeks stuck at home, Spain's children were allowed to go out today on a run because the government eased one of the world's toughest coronavirus lockdowns. Spain is among the hardest hit countries, with a death toll running at more than 23,000, putting it only behind the United States and Italy, despite stringent restrictions imposed starting March 14. But unlike other countries, Spain's children were kept indoors, with only adults allowed to leave the house to buy food, medicine, and briefly walk a dog or seek urgent medical care. This is USA Radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're having lots of fun. We were talking about the 80th birthday of the Lincoln Continental, and ironically, last week I actually got the opportunity to take a drive in one of those vehicles. And to tell us all about it, it's my pleasure to welcome from DriveShare the senior manager of DriveShare operations, Steve Haas. Steve, how are you doing?
Great, Bob. How was your drive?
It was great. Yeah, I definitely got to tell you in more detail and tell all of our listeners. Yeah, I got the opportunity to sample two cars back-to-back, and it started out on Thursday of this past week, and it was a Corvette that was given to me first. It was a 1974 red Corvette with a white convertible top, and it was in great condition, and I got the opportunity to kind of satisfy one of my long-standing dreams, and that is to drive that generation of the Corvette. As most auto enthusiasts now know, we have eight generations of the Corvette, and this generation that I drove ran for the longest time. It debuted for 1968, the C3, and it went all the way through to 1982. So this was a vehicle that was around for quite some time, and getting in it and having the
the opportunity to drive around and listen to that engine sound, of course, the power is nothing compared to what they're offering today, but the sound emanating from that 1974 Corvette was nothing but the sound of beautiful music to me, Steve.
Fantastic. Yeah, the C3s are interesting. They've been very underrated for a long time. And I think they make great values in the classic car world. It's an entry-level classic for a lot of folks.
That's true. I mean, because they were... The reason they ran so long with that is that the fourth generation kept being postponed, but the C3 definitely was continually improved over the years. And my 1974 test car, I particularly like the gauges, the gauge cluster, and kind of that center cluster of gauges compared to modern cars, a little less sophisticated when it comes to air conditioning and some of the power accoutrements. The vehicle didn't have power seats is another thing. We take all these things for granted, Steve, now, but back then...
Yeah, simple things like having a trunk in your car was taken for granted nowadays.
That's right.
So nice to make, too.
That's so true. And this particular Corvette convertible that I had a luggage rack on it, and I remembered I owned an old Mustang with a luggage rack on the back, and it brought me back to that vehicle. But there's something you don't see very often today, a luggage rack.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, DriveShare is just a great opportunity to drive a car like that without the commitment of having to buy one. Or if you perhaps wanted to always dreamt of owning one, you could drive one for a day or a weekend or a week and see if it really fits your lifestyle.
I'm glad
you had a chance to enjoy that car.
I certainly did, and I would recommend it to everybody, especially like Steve just said, if you're thinking about buying a C3 or any other generation Corvette that's available at DriveShare.com, this is a great way to drive it and get a feel for it. And, you know, I'd keep it for a couple of days if you're considering purchasing, and it gets you lots of attention out there on the highways and byways of North America, and also get you a great thrill to get behind the wheel of a classic car like this. And the new vehicles may have more power, but when it comes to the little things, the little styling elements that I saw on this Corvette Stingray really brought me back to that era. And being the car geek that I am, Steve, it's so cool just to see the minor little things like the gas cap in the center of the rear compartment right in the middle of that luggage rack, and curious to see how they integrated the mirrors into the vehicle, quite different from what we see now in modern day cars.
Yeah, most definitely. I actually own a C3. I have a 1977 coupe. It's bright orange. And, you know, DriveShare was a great way for me to, you know, buy that car and help cover some of my costs with it, too. So I rented mine out a few times this past summer as well. And, you know, it's always fun to share the experience with other people and see the smile on their face and, you know, share stories of their drives. But at the same time, it helps me rationalize owning a couple of classic cars myself. So not only is a great way to rent a car to try out, it's a great way to help the ownership experience.
Absolutely. You can make a little money and make some people happy at the same time. It's a great thing that DriveShare allows participants to do. If you're a classic car owner out there right now and would like to loan it out to a fellow enthusiast, this is a brand new idea. DriveShare.com is part of the Hagerty family of brands, and you don't have to worry about the insurance. And Hagerty has got you covered on that end, and you certainly have all the great resources that Hagerty brings to the table. And Steve, I had a hard time classifying the handling on the C3. Since you're an owner, it seems like In some cases, it's an excellent handling vehicle, and then in a few other cases, whether it's the conditions of the road that you're on, it leaves a little bit to be desired. How would you rate the handling of your C3?
You know, it's interesting. The C3 chassis actually dates back to the C2. So while you were driving a 1974 car, that chassis dated back to 1963. It was designed before that. So you sit so far back in the car, you have an enormous hood out in front of you, which is a really a classic, unique view with those big fenders out in front of you. But keep in mind, you're sitting, you know, 3/4 of the way back in the chassis of the car. So it feels like the car is hinging in front of you when you're going around a corner. They don't handle badly. They handle pretty well. They have large tires and good brakes. And even by modern standards, they brake and handle well. But it is a very unique feeling. I don't really have a better way to explain it.
Yeah, it is definitely. You have to drive a C3 and see what both Steve and I are talking about. And then on a Friday of this past week, I got the opportunity to sample a 1961 Lincoln Continental convertible. This one was white and it had a red interior and it was in excellent condition. Had a number of power accessories for its day, power windows, power locks, power vent windows, which I thought was really cool. And of course, this vehicle is just enormous and the coach doors are so unique. And when you look at the hinges on those doors that they used back in 1961, the hinges of both coach doors are just mammoth. And this is just that. It's a mammoth vehicle, but what a stately vehicle. And I didn't have to go more than a few houses away from my house to have people pointing at and looking at me. This is a head turner no matter how you slice it.
Yeah, and you could take the entire family with you, unlike the Corvette.
Exactly. And the owner of the both cars, when I come back, I'll tell you, he had it covered up with a cover, and I put the cover back on at night, and he really takes outstanding care of this vehicle. So if you're in the Orlando area and like to check out a 61 Lincoln Continental, drive right on to driveshare.com and check it out. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Steve Hollis is with us live. He is senior manager of DriveShare Operations. DriveShare.com is the website, and we're talking a little bit about my experience of the past few days, first getting behind the wheel of a 1974 Corvette Orange with a white top convertible, and my other time spent in a 1961 Lincoln Continental white with a red interior. And Steve, as you pointed out, there's plenty of room for lots of people to come along for the ride in this vehicle. And looking out over that hood from the driver's perspective, it just gives you such a kind of a throwback in time to when there were a lot of American cars with the long hoods, and nowadays we don't see that so much. But Lincoln, of course, brought it to a whole new level with the Continental.
Yeah, that's a great car. Both of those have such unique driving experiences. That Lincoln Continental's got that big square body with the, I guess they would call them suicide doors for the back seat, and that Corvette has those enormous fenders. And they're really great examples of the types of cars you find on DriveShare. So a lot of sports cars, certainly a lot of convertibles do well, and cars like that Lincoln are very popular because people use them for weddings, for photo shoots, television commercials, you name it. All sorts of uses in those big American convertibles that throw back to the past is such a popular way to go to make an event special.
Absolutely. Let's remind folks about how easy it is to do business with DriveShare. You go to the website, DriveShare.com, and that's where it all begins. Tell us some of the early steps that need to be taken care of first.
Well, yeah, like you said, just go to driveshare.com or download our mobile app. It's available on either Apple or Android devices. And just register. It's totally free. And if you want to rent a car, you can browse on the site. You can search for specific makes and models. You can search by location. Lots of ways to find what you're looking for. And if you want to rent a car, you just contact the owner and start making arrangements. The first step is simply to make the reservation request, and if it's your first time, we'll just ask you to upload your driver's license so we can run that and make sure you meet our minimum standards. But that's all pretty simple. Walk you right
through
the steps.
And like you said, there's just so many beautiful cars available out there for folks, and we're looking to get more classic car owners to put their vehicles up on DriveShare because, like Steve said a little bit earlier, he owns a classic C3 Corvette, and not only does he enjoy it himself, but he also rented it out a few times this summer and made a little money there, and no doubt made some folks very happy as well. And there's all kinds of vehicles of every era available. I mean, even if you want something from the 70s and 80s, there are plenty of those vehicles that are on DriveShare. There are a lot of muscle cars on DriveShare. There's a number of sports cars, Porsches, and some other sports cars. And all
I modern do is exotics and all sorts of modern exotic cars as well. We don't really have a hard and fast rule about what type of car. It just has to be something that's fun and something that an enthusiast would enjoy driving.
That's
also important, too. You mentioned, you alluded earlier to the insurance portion. So when you rent on DriveShare, we provide insurance that covers not only the owner of the vehicle, but the renter as well. So as long as you go through our process and you're verified to meet our standards, you're covered. There's no extra fees for that. That's all included on the site.
That's great. And as you said, there are some exotic cars out there, and I saw somebody had a Tesla Model S up for rent in another part of Florida. All kinds of wonderful convertibles and lots of throwbacks to the 50s and 60s. And no matter what your style, no matter what your taste, you can find yourself a beautiful vehicle to rent at driveshare.com. And this would make a great gift for somebody if we've got the holidays coming up. And this would make a great Christmas gift, a great birthday gift, a great gift for a recent graduate. This would be a wonderful way to celebrate a major day in somebody's life or a major accomplishment.
Yeah, and if you go to the bottom of the DriveShare homepage, we just have a way to buy a gift certificate. So if you wanted to give this as a gift to somebody, but you weren't quite sure how to make the arrangements, you could provide them a gift certificate and they could come and find what they really wanted.
That's terrific. And again, there's no cost up front. All you have to do is go to driveshare.com and register there, and that's what we're hoping to get. Lots more people registering their vehicles and lots more people renting like myself. I got very, very lucky, thanks to Steve, getting the Corvette from 1974 on Thursday and then the Lincoln Continental Suicide Door from 1961 on Friday. So that was a great way to launch into my weekend, to be driving around on Friday in that particular vehicle, and talk about a stately vehicle. And lots of people from many different generations really seem to be surprised, and lots of people probably never seen one before, so easy enough to see for the first time. No wonder they're going to take a long look, because between the coach door scenario and the sheer size and mass of this vehicle, it's such a far cry from what we see in today's automotive marketplace.
Yeah, it really is. And if you are a classic car owner, but you're on vacation, it also allows you to drive something when you're on the other end of the country. So if you're traveling from Florida, in your case, and you're in Los Angeles, rent something fun instead of something boring from the airport counter. Get a convertible and drive around. Make it a true experience. Make it part of the vacation instead of just the way to get from one place to the other. That's what driving old cars is all about. It really makes everything more memorable.
It does, and it's a complete experience, too. It's not only a visual experience, but an auditory experience. It's a treat for all the senses because these vehicles are just that, classic vehicles, and embody so many different attributes, which make it just a special run if you're just going down the corner to Walmart to pick up something. It doesn't matter. The drive is worth the getting there. The drive is fun. You can have fun right from the get-go just going to one of your normal stops. But if you're driving a 61 Continental, you're certainly going to be sitting on top of the world.
It's hard to be an introvert if you're driving a white over red Continental convertible, that's for sure. But those conversations are part of the fun, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And most people want to know, what is it? Well, they don't recognize it. And, of course, Lincoln, ironically, we had a gentleman head of the Ford Archives on in the first half hour of the program, and we were talking about the 80th anniversary of the Lincoln Continental and talking about a limited production vehicle that they're building for 2020 and 2021 with coach doors. And when they announced that vehicle, it was a 61 Continental that they brought out alongside the newer model. So this is an iconic vehicle and a piece of automotive history.
Well, great. I hope we can get some of those new ones on DriveShare, too. That would be a fun way for more people to try them out.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll have to talk with those Lincoln folks.
No question about it. And again, the website is driveshare.com, and you do have an app that's available both in the Apple iTunes as well as in Google Play for Android devices. And it's a very simple process. I'm certainly testimony to that. This didn't take very much to arrange at all. I just chose a couple of vehicles that I was interested in, and then thanks to Steve and thanks to the owner, they put this together for me on very short notice. So I am definitely very grateful for the experience, Steve, and it gives me a better position to talk about DriveShare now that I've actually experienced what other people experience when they go on DriveShare.com.
Thanks, Bob. I'm so glad to hear you enjoyed it all.
I sure did. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
We'll take a pit stop at the top of the hour for news. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, straight ahead, we're going to be doing lots of cool stuff right here on Auto World.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.